Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to Jesus of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding road shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My sister-in-law said to me, you know, your brother is the perfect husband. I said, come again? Are you sure? She said, oh, yeah. She said, he helps out in the house all the time. Remembers our anniversary with flowers and dinner. It's great with the kids. You see, here's the thing. I don't remember my brother being the perfect brother. So here's my question is, how did my brother, my imperfect brother, become the perfect husband? I know how. I know how we did it. You know, Paul's in a Roman prison, and he's writing to the Philippians, and he's praying, and he's asking God to complete the good that is in them, to complete our good. That means imperfect good to perfect good. So how do you do that? How do you get from imperfect to perfect so that Paul's prayer is answered? I'll tell you how. Dirty diapers. Or in my case, 2x4s. So my father said to me, he says, can you go to the Home Depot and get some 2x4s? We need 20 of them. I said, yeah. So I grabbed my coat. As I'm running out the door, my father says, make sure they're straight. Well, that changes everything because Home Depot doesn't have straight 2x4s. You have to go dig for them. So what you got to do is you got to go there and you got to take all the 2x4s that are on top that have been picked over, and you got to put them off to the side to get to the bottom of the pile where nobody has looked at them. Then you got to find your 22x4s if you can that are straight, put them on your cart, and you're going to take all the 2x4s off the side and put them back on top of the pile again. So the next guy that comes along and wants straight 2x4s, he's got to do the same thing I just did. So then I brought him back. My father takes one of the 2x4s and he eyes it, because that's how you check to see if it's straight. And he said to me, good. Do you know that was the happiest, most satisfying word I heard all day? Because I worked hard for that good. And I was sound asleep in the middle of the night, and the nurse paged me because I was on call to the hospitals and asked me to come in and anoint somebody. I looked out the window, it was snowing, so I had to get all this, I cleaned the car off of the snow, and then I had to salt the driveway because we have a steep incline. You won't get out if you don't. And I drove right to the entrance of this hospital because this hospital has a clergy parking only spot. So I go there, and then somebody is parked in my spot. And I know he's not clergy because I'm the only clergy person in the hospital that night. So now I have to go, and I have to park in the garage. I have to get a ticket so I can pay for it, to pay for the parking. I finally get to the nurse's station. You know what she says to me? She says, oh, good, you're here. That word good was very satisfying to me. Because I worked hard. I went through a lot of obstacles. Here's the faith lesson. God gives us little gifts every day, all the time. And we oftentimes don't recognize them. Little gifts. Dirty diapers. 20 straight 2x4s. hospital good to perfect good. Answer to Paul's prayer. You know, at the end of our lives, we will meet the Lord, and when the Lord sees us, he'll say that word. Good. Maybe good you're here. Good job. And let me tell you this. It'll be the happiest, most satisfying word you will ever hear.